Feliz Navidad and bienvenida a la Too Much Rock podcast Navidad Espectacular. Welcome to the Too Much Rock Christmas Spectacular podcast. It is podcast number 383, and it's probably the fourth or fifth year in a row I have done this, teaming up the Christmas songs I collect throughout the year, and then, giving you a big dose of holiday cheer. Actually, usually it's a big dose of holiday melancholy, but sometimes it's cheer. Not a lot of Christmas spirit for me right now. Just flew in today from Peru, where I've been working for the last few weeks. It is sunny and warm in the southern hemisphere, and it's a very odd place to celebrate Christmas. So I've only got a couple of days to get in the spirit. Hopefully this podcast will help, and maybe it'll help you too. We started things off with Fight Milk from London. That song is called It's Only Christmas, Cheer Up You Mood. Moody Prick. And that is the A side of the Fight Before Christmas single, a two song digital only single. The B side is even better than the A side there, but a little more melancholy. And we're going to have enough of that. Let's get something with bright and cheery and with a couple of Glockenspiels because I like Glocks. That is a pay what you want on Bandcamp sort of thing, and all the money goes to charities, and I suggest you do, and I suggest I spend some time figuring out who Fight Milk are, because both of the songs on that single, aces. Anyway, I've got a little bit more than 35 minutes worth of music for you, so stretch out a little bit, relax, and call your boss and tell me you're going to be about 5 minutes late. The podcast ran long. He'll understand. All right, this is a band, Night Flowers. The song is called Christmas Eve.
The hi-fi is spinning. I'm crazy. Christmas gift for you. Ronnie's voice fills the room and we all sing out of tune. It's Christmas.
That is The Connection, I think, from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The song is called Christmas Time Again, and it's on a Christmas Gift 4, which originally came out in 2014, but it was just re-released this year for the holiday season on vinyl by Rumbar Records. All the songs on there are excellent because The Connection are an excellent band, though the songwriting, well, I don't know. Not a lot of brilliant things to say in that song, but that doesn't matter because, as we discussed earlier, it has Glockenspiel. Let's keep going here. I got a track by She and Him off their new Christmas album. This is The Coldest Night of the Year.
Better cuddle up here. snow.
But I haven't been well. I might catch the flu, or God only knows. Let's
snuggle close together while the whole world turns to ice, and just victims of the weather. Sending you home now just wouldn't be nice. Baby, it's cold out there.
Back.
I told you we would get around to the melancholy. That was the band Low with the song Some Hearts at Christmas Time. That is a one-song digital single that you can pick up from Sub Pop on the band's web Bandcamp and other places as well. That band, of course, very famous for a wonderful Christmas album, and it's nice to hear a little song from them every now and again and enjoy the digital world where that can happen from time to time, and we don't have to go out and pick up a 7-inch and, you know, whatever that all takes. Before that, we heard from She and Him with the song The Coldest Night of the Year, and that is on the new album Christmas Party, which came out in October of this year on Columbia Records. Originally, that was a Vashti Vashti Bunyan track. So I'm not familiar with that track, but I do like it as it was done by She and Him. I don't know if this album is as good as the band's last Christmas album, and I don't know if that whole shtick is wearing a little thin in general, but there are some good tracks on here, and it is a lot of fun. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. Generally, I get new music every week, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. For the Christmas Spectacular, well, when I pick up a Christmas record, it kind of goes into a little bucket, and then I start listening to it a bit after Thanksgiving, and then I break it out for you just before Christmas to try to get you in the Christmas spirit. Or maybe it's to try to get me in the Christmas spirit. I don't know. Fine line. Anyway, this is one of the ones that I picked up last year after the holiday podcast happened. And so it's been sitting in that bucket for a whole year. And I got around to listen to it this November. This song is called Ho Ho Hey, Away for Santa's Sleigh. It is by Imre on there. We Wish You an Imre Christmas. Came out, last year on Bad Christian Records, which may be their own label. I'm not sure. I don't remember. It was a whole year ago. You remember that stuff?
gentleman, but nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power, and we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And after Thanksgiving, our folks unpacked the manger scene with Mary, Joseph, shepherds, and three kings on bended knee. But left the manger empty till we slept on Christmas Eve. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Heavy dose of melancholy that I warned you about. That is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, as performed by David Bazan. That's on his Dark Sacred Night album, which came out November 1st of this year, on Suicide Squeeze. That actually is a compilation of earlier 7-inches that he had put out kind of combined them now to one Christmas album, and then in an accompanying digital-only EP of the ones that didn't make the Christmas album cut, that I guess were too long for the vinyl or just felt different for whatever reason. Anyway, I enjoy that one, and it's nice to visit with David Bazan every once in a while. I was never a big Pedro fan, but I appreciate the sincerity of a track like that. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap this up. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock Christmas Spectacular. That's podcast number 383. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media networks, including Twitter or Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Okay, I'm not going to give you a rundown of the concert calendar because I am so out of touch here, and I can tell you that absolutely nothing new or interesting has happened on the website for a very long time. So apologies there, but work on the other side of the world does that sort of thing to you. We got one track left. It's by Loretta Lynn, and it's the classic White Christmas. It's on the new album White Christmas Blue, which is her Well, she had a wonderful Christmas album in about 1966. So we're 50 years later, a new album. A lot of these are the same songs she recorded way back then. The arrangements, of course, are radically different. I must say I like the arrangements better in the 1966 versions. The title track, White Christmas Blue, is a new one, and it's pretty good. But I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play White Christmas, which I like because... although the arrangement is not as nice as the one from 66, her voice has really changed and just a lot more gravitas to this one. I really like the way she sings this one now, different than the way that she sang it, 50 years ago, which, of course, is amazing in itself. So anyway, Merry Christmas to you, a happy holidays, a happy Hanukkah, and a happy New Year. We'll start counting down the top tracks of the year with next week's podcast, but we're going to end things here with White Christmas by Loretta Lynn. Have a good one.
Listen and children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Be white.